Roughly Speaking with Dan Rogericks is brought to you by the Ivy Bookshop, an independent bookstore at Falls Road and Lake Avenue in Baltimore. The Ivy welcomes award-winning memoirist, critic, and best-selling author of The Lost, Daniel Mendelsohn. Mendelsohn's new book is An Odyssey, A Father, A Son, and an Epic, a deeply moving tale of a father and son's transformative journey in reading and reliving Homer's epic masterpiece. Monday, October 16th at 7 p.m., more at theivybookshop.com or call 410-377-2966.
Hello again from the Baltimore Sun. I'm Dan Rogericks, Sun columnist, and this is Roughly Speaking, episode 302 for Thursday, September 28, 2017. Today on the show, I need to tell you about an event in Baltimore that's happening this Sunday, a 5K run that honors men and women who died in military service. And of course, those who serve in the military have been much on our minds this week for a couple of reasons. If you've been watching the Ken Burns Lynn Novick film about the Vietnam War, an 18-hour history nearing its conclusion on PBS, that will certainly get you to think about military service and veterans. And also because of the controversy over NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem and President Trump's inflammatory remarks about those who have joined in the protest. Those who have been angered by the protest say they oppose the players' actions because they disrespect the sacrifice of veterans and those who died in military service. Others say no, the protest has been about police brutality and racial injustice. And as of last week, about the president's profane call for the firing of any player who takes a knee. I'm in the latter group. I don't think NFL players are kneeling to diss the military, and I think their protest is an affirmation of the freedoms gained and preserved by men and women who've served in the armed services throughout the nation's history. Now that I've acknowledged recent events, here comes, in the midst of this, the Baltimore 9/11 Heroes Run, sponsored by the Travis Manion Foundation, named for a Marine lieutenant and Naval Academy graduate who was killed by sniper fire in Iraq in 2007. The foundation supports veterans and Gold Star families like the Capillaires, Pat and Doreen, the parents of Navy pilot Lieutenant Valerie Capillaire Delaney, a Howard County native and Naval Academy graduate who died during a training mission outside Spokane, Washington in 2013. Pat Capillaire is the race director. This Sunday's will be the first 9/11 Heroes Run in Baltimore, and it's dedicated to Chief Petty Officer First Class Xavier Martin, the young sailor from Halethorpe who died in June when his ship, the USS Fitzgerald, collided with a container ship off Japan. Today on the show, Pat and Doreen Capillaire talk about the race, their daughter, and the cause of inspiring future leaders. So, Pat, are you a runner? Are you going to run in the Heroes Run?
Not this year, no.
No, you're just organizing.
I'm just a local race director.
How about you, Doreen?
I'll be walking the 1 mile fun run.
Okay, so that's good to know. There's mm-hmm. also a 1 mile fun run mm-hmm. for families
and dogs.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
and this is and dogs
and dogs. Okay, so tell us what brings you to this. I guess I ought to ask you about the Travis Manion Foundation because this is the lead sponsor and the benefit of any funds that are raised.
Well, it's a really big foundation that started 10 years ago and named after Travis Manion, Marine, U.S. Marine, first lieutenant that died April 29, 2007, so it's 10-year anniversary, and Brendan Looney, who died September 21st, 2010, so it's going to be his death anniversary tomorrow.
And who is Brendan Looney?
U.S. Navy SEAL. Died in Afghanistan, and then they were friends at the Naval Academy, and now are buried together at Arlington Cemetery in sections
side by side.
Side by side.
So Travis Manion family started the foundation?
That's correct, yeah.
And what does the foundation do?
So the Travis Manion Foundation was the first people that called us after Valerie's accident. Valerie is our daughter. And she died in March 11, 2013.
They contacted you and wanted to offer what?
They wanted to offer to put Val's bio on their website. They have a collection of bios of all the fallen heroes. They offered to send us on an expedition to Guatemala with a group of Gold Star families to build a house for poor people in Guatemala. And we did that. And it was a,
to honor your daughter?
Yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Did you do that?
We did do that, yeah.
Twice?
We've done it twice now.
Amazing experience.
What was that like for you, Pat?
Like being in the middle of a miracle happening in front of you. Just moving, transforming.
Well, describe it for me. You were in a very poor village that needed a house?
We were in the mountains of Guatemala, 6,000 feet, very steep incline. That's the only land those people can get. They live in huts, basically. Mudslides everywhere when it rains. They live on a dollar a day, to give you an idea.
So you built a house.
And we built a house. And those those people were there, and they were going, wow, a house being built just for us.
That's
in 3 days.
It's a very interesting way of honoring someone, well, in this case, your daughter,
and
who died in a training accident, right?
Yeah.
It gives you something meaningful to do in honor of your daughter? Is that?
It does. One of their premises for the foundation is challenging the living by honoring the fallen. So they challenged us to do this. It took us completely out of our comfort zone.
Yeah.
We lived in pretty basic...
Very basic.
Accommodations there. And we worked 3.5 days, and all the construction materials were on site when we got there, and the site was basically leveled. And we poured a concrete foundation, put the walls up, put a tin roof on, ran electricity.
Do you know who lives in the house now?
Yeah, there's families. We got to know the families. This past trip we did in January of this year, it was a family who had 8 children. And
so you've done it a second time.
Yeah, we've done it.
And it's always with other Gold Star families?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Huh. Yeah. And being with the other Gold Star families allows us to be with people who understand what we've been through. And so in the evenings when we're having a meal, we share stories about our loved ones, and it's not something you can do casually at a cocktail party with people who don't understand, but in this situation, you can tell stories, and they want to know about your loved one. And
would you tell us a little bit about Valerie? Since I've never had a chance to talk to you since this happened 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I'd like to know a little bit about your daughter, who went to the Naval Academy,
right?
She
did, yeah.
Although she didn't get in the first time, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
What high school did she go to?
Centennial.
In Howard County?
Yeah.
She wanted to go to Annapolis, but she didn't get in.
Yeah, it's very hard for people in Maryland to go to the Naval Academy. Just, you know, many people want to go there. So getting there first time, it's hard. You need to go through a process. Very strict.
So what did she do to get in?
She had to go to prep school for a year, and we applied and finally got accepted.
Valerie was a stellar student and athlete at Centennial High School, and she received a nomination from our representative, Congressman Elijah Cummings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even with that whole package of pretty much, you know, academic and athletic excellence, the competition coming from Maryland was just too steep. And she was offered what they call a foundation scholarship. It's through the Naval Academy Alumni Association. And she went to a private prep school in Northfield, Massachusetts, where she was able to play 3 varsity sports and take more AP classes, and her nomination from Elijah Cummings carried over, and she was accepted that following year.
Okay, so what year did she go in?
2006.
Right. Did she express in high school a desire to be a jet pilot?
No. No, not at all.
No, when did you first hear that your daughter might become a jet pilot?
That was pretty late. Not even at the academy. You don't just decide to be a jet pilot. Not quite. But in junior year, she went to the summer program at the Naval Academy, which is a 1 week long. and to decide if she wanted to go there. She was interested in engineering, and so she went there to basically try it out for a week, and the first few days she hated it. And by the end of the week, she said, yeah, that's for me.
Hmm.
I mean, she was very excited and decided to go to the Naval Academy.
But, Dory, were you surprised your daughter wanted to go to the Naval Academy?
No, because Valerie had to take the greatest challenge always. She took the hardest route, the most difficult thing. I don't know. I think maybe she just lived on an adrenaline thrill. She told me while she was at the academy that she said, "Mom, I just feel like I'm on adrenaline all day long because I'm going from chemistry exam to military march to, you know." She decided to go into aviation her junior year at the Naval Academy. They call it the second class year. They make their service selection. Her academic ranking was high enough that she did.
She got what she wanted.
She got what she wanted, which was naval flight.
So going to Guatemala a couple of times, and now the Heroes Run, this is your way of, is it filling a void? What is it doing for you?
It is mostly that. I mean, there's a big void to fill, and we want to do something good. Also, with the Travis Manion Foundation, we're trying to build a community, build on character. And that's something that's very important to us. I mean, Val was a special person, special leader. So we want to continue our mission. When she was buried at Arlington on June 6, we received more than 200 gold wings from the female in aviation, her community that wanted to do something to show how they cared about Valerie and how Valerie touched them.
So they gave you their gold wings?
The gold wings.
And 200 women.
Yeah. 200 women.
And with stories going with those gold wings. And those wings are now at the Women's Memorial at Arlington Cemetery. So if you have a chance to go there.
Are they on display?
They're on display. And we keep getting more wings coming. We at our November event, we will be pinning three more wings, some space wings and wings from...
Were these from veterans or women active military?
Some were, it's a whole range. Active duty military, all branches of the service, from ranks to enlisted to admiral, but all from female aviators.
Right, right. Well, that's remarkable.
Yeah, and so her friends, it was just an idea her friends had. Some of them were deployed and wouldn't be able to come to their funeral, so they said to the ones who were going to be able to go to the funeral, just take my wings and give it to the Capillaire family.
Wow.
And it snowballed and ended up being 200 sets.
And they didn't know your daughter.
A lot of them did.
Many did.
Many did, yeah. But many didn't, yeah.
Let's tell us, folks, about the run then.
Okay, October 1st.
It's a 5K, but it's downtown. It's the harbor.
Inner Harbor.
Do you know the route? So, I know you're not going to run it, Pat, but what's
yes,
the route?
Yes, we do know the route. So yeah. Starting at the visitor center and going north around the harbor up to Little Italy and back.
Okay, and that's 5K.
It's 5K.
Okay, that sounds good. And it is a fundraiser.
At 9 a.m. It is a fundraiser
okay,
as well.
Okay, so funds raised go to the Travis Manion Foundation.
That's correct.
Yes.
To send folks like you to Guatemala or other places?
That's one thing. That's one thing that the Travis Manion Foundation does, but that's not the only thing. The race happens once a year in 50 different cities, involves more than 50,000 people. That's the first time in Baltimore.
I get you.
Yeah. Mm. So that's a big deal for us here in Baltimore to start the race. But
Travis Manion is a national foundation.
It is, right? Yes. But what we're also trying to do is we're trying to have service events more frequently. And in Baltimore, we have Operation Legacy. And what we've done, we started in the spring in Irvington, the Irvington neighborhood in Baltimore.
Yep.
We worked with Mount San Jose students, and we planted 42 trees in honor of fallen heroes. Each tree with its own tag for a particular fallen hero. And we could tell, using that tag, go to a website and read the story about that fallen hero. Sponsored by the Travis Man Foundation in many different cities. And people do different things.
So the Travis Mannion Foundation does service projects throughout the year. Two times a year they do Operation Legacy. And it can be community service of any type. They've helped elementary schools collect books and plant gardens. You name it, any type of service counts as an Operation Legacy.
Good. I'm glad you explained it. It's good for people to know that's what the Heroes Run is supporting.
Yes.
Right. And Travis Mannion Foundation also does presentations to high school, and character does matter. Again, part of trying to build a community based on character. And so we go to high schools and use examples, heroes that we know, and how they became leaders and what are the pillars, the foundation to become a leader and show character.
And the run, one more thing, the run we should mention is dedicated to Petty Officer Xavier Martin, who was killed in June.
Yeah.
He was one of the sailors killed in
on the USS Fitzgerald.
In the Fitzgerald.
That was now Chief Petty Officer.
Yeah. That was a collision of a destroyer with another ship.
That's right? Correct, June 17th.
Yeah.
And his father will be there. So we really would like to have a lot of people coming to Baltimore, you know, to support the family. And recognize the sacrifice.
So Doreen and Pat, thank you very much. And good luck with the run.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. We really appreciate it.
Even though you're not running.
Well, right. I hope we're going to see you 9 o'clock, October 1st.
I'll send my son and daughter down, okay?
That would be awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. If
you would like to register for the 9/11 Heroes Run, you can find a link to the race page of the Travis Mannion Foundation website in the notes with this podcast. Look for it at BaltimoreSun.com or with your podcast app. Also, I should mention that in addition to Xavier Martin, this Sunday's race is dedicated to two of the 10 sailors who were killed in August when the USS John McCain collided with an oil tanker near Singapore. They are Electronics Technician Second Class Kevin Bushell of Montgomery County and Information Systems Technician Second Class Timothy Eccles of Carroll County. Coming up in our next show, culture commentator Sherry Parks will be here to talk about adulthood, when we consider a person to be an adult, and what that means by 21st century standards. That's our show for today. For producers Steve Early, Quinn Kelly, and Christina Tasek, this is Dan Rodericks here at the Baltimore Sun. Thanks for listening to Roughly Speaking, and we'll see you again soon.
Roughly Speaking with Dan Rodericks is brought to you by the Ivy Bookshop, an independent bookstore at 6080 Falls Road, located at the intersection of Falls Road and Lake Avenue in Baltimore. The Ivy stocks a wide selection of books covering Baltimore and the Chesapeake Bay region, many by local authors. More information can be found at theivybookshop.com or by calling 410-377-2966.